Welcome to the ISO 5807 flowcharting subunit. This is the first subunit of the process mapping unit. Remember, in the main set of slides for Unit 2, we introduced the concept of ISO 5807 flowcharting notation to diagram a process. In this subunit, we will further provide details about the ISO 5807 symbols and conventions. We will describe the standard diagramming symbols and conventions so that you will become familiar with standard flowchart symbols and be able to read a flowchart and understand the data or process flow being communicated. We will also give examples to help you understand how to use standard symbols to document and communicate a process and then be able to create your own process diagrams using standard flowchart form. Also, remember that each of the methods for diagramming a process has its own set of capabilities. With ISO 5807 flowcharts, a process analyst is able to represent the process steps, any information transformations that occur or should occur, the order or sequence of the steps involved in the process, and the roles of the persons completing the steps in that process. The flowchart is a useful tool in mapping the workflow processes in the clinical healthcare system. A flowchart is a graphic depiction of the steps or activities that constitute a process. The International Standards Organization, or ISO, defines flowchart as graphical representation of the definition, analysis, or method of solution of a problem in which symbols are used to represent operations, data, flow, equipment, etc. Many organizations require the documentation of data flow and or process flow. Some organizations require a flow chart to accompany every SOP. Organizations also use flow charts to document and communicate the data flow and or process flow for a research project. Flow charts are constructed from standard symbols. It is important that standard symbols are used because flowcharts are used to communicate processes. When people see a specific symbol in a chart, they understand the specific meaning. Thus, to read, use, and create flowcharts, knowing the meaning of the standard symbols is important. There is an ISO standard, ISO 5807, that specifies the standard flowchart symbols for information processing. Excerpts in this set of slides are taken directly from the ISO standards. Many software applications have flowcharting functionality. Some of these are Microsoft Word, Microsoft PowerPoint, and Visio. The functionality that is important to flowcharting is that the standard shapes are available and that there are connectors that latch to the shapes and stay attached until you detach them. This facilitates editing the flowchart. Here we have some of the more important flowchart symbols. The terminal symbol is a rounded rectangle which identifies the beginning or end of a process or origin and destination of data. The process symbol is a rectangle which designates an activity. Within the rectangle is a brief description of that activity. The decision symbol is a diamond which designates a decision point from which the process branches into two or more paths. The path taken depends on the answer to the question which appears within the diamond. Each path is labeled to correspond to an answer to the question. Next we have the document symbol, a human readable document pertinent to the process. The flow line represents a process path which connects process elements. The arrowhead indicates the direction of the flow. And finally, we have the connector, which is a circle which is used to indicate a continuation of the flow diagram. This is an example of the terminator symbol. The terminator symbol represents an exit to or an entry from the outside environment. For example, the start or end of a program flow, the external use and origin or destination of data. This symbol is described in section 9.4.2 of the ISO 5807 documentation. Here, the terminator symbol is used to represent the entry of the patient into the process or the healthcare workflow setting. The basic process symbol represents any kind of processing function, for example, executing a defined operation or group of operations resulting in a change in value, form, or location of information, or in the determination of which one of several flow directions is to be followed. In this example, the basic process symbol represents the following. The patient signs in and checks in with the front desk. The receptionist then enters the patient into the visit system as present and confirms the insurance information with the patient. The nurse then pulls the chart from the filing stacks and escorts the patient to the examination room. The decision or diamond symbol represents a decision or switching type function having a single entry but where there may be a number of alternative exits, one and only one of which may be activated following the evaluation of conditions defined within the symbol. The appropriate results of the evaluation may be written adjacent to the lines representing the paths. Decision symbols can show nominal decisions, yes or no, or decisions with multiple possible outcomes. In this example, the patient is given a drug susceptibility test and a decision is made as to the appropriate type of prescription to write based on the test results. As you can clearly see, the actions are different for the patients who are susceptible and the patients who are not. This decision in the process is clearly represented with the ISO 5807 symbols. Examine this flowchart closely. Take a few minutes and list the symbols that are correctly and incorrectly used according to the flowchart symbols on the previous slide. Correct symbols are used for the decision boxes and the correct connectors. Incorrect symbol use is a matter of which notation one is following, and two, how formal or nonconformant to any one notation one wants to be. That is, correctness with respect to notation is a relative matter. Comparing the flowchart on this slide to Duran's list of symbols, we see that the rounded corner rectangle used as a terminator should be a different shape, one with parallel lines on the top and bottom, and half circle curvature on the left and right sides. The arrowhead should be shaded or filled in rather than open. Next, we have an example of a defined healthcare work process flow. We will use this scenario to demonstrate the process of representing a process in pictorial form, that is, in a process flow chart. Pause the slideshow and read this scenario. The scenario will first be broken down into discrete steps. The tasks are placed in sequential order. Pause the slideshow. Read through these steps and determine if they match the ones you listed. Pause the slides. Read the sequence of the slides. Compare the flowchart to the list of steps. Remember, that connector symbol, this flowchart is continued on the next slide. The process flow diagrams can become quite complicated. The example in front of you is taken from a hospital setting where there are multiple decisions to be made and multiple actions based on those decisions. This complexity is found in most healthcare settings. Pause the slideshow, walk through key decisions and actions in this slide. This symbol represents human-readable data, the medium being, for example, printed output or optical character recognition or magnetic ink character recognition documents, such as microfilm, tally rolls, or data entry forms. Here the staff member reviews the patient's charts and files them. This symbol represents data, the medium being the type where the information is displayed for human use. For example, video screens and online indicators. The display symbol is shaped like the traditional cathode ray tube, or CRT, the computer monitor viewed from the side. Read the introductory paragraph, pause the slides, read the example. Note that the connector with a 1 connects the process across pages 1 and 2. ISO 5807 section 9.1.2.5 represents manual input this way. This symbol represents data, the medium being of any type, where the information is entered manually at the time of processing. On the bottom, we have a manual operation symbol that represents any process performed by a human being. In this example, the manual operation of receiving the forms and the manual input of keyboard entry of data are represented. The first symbol represents data, the medium being unspecified, and the bottom symbol represents stored data, data in a form suitable for processing, the medium being unspecified. In this example, data are represented in two distinct ways. Note that the generic data symbol is used for data from the referring physician. It does not specify medium, such as disk or electronic file transfer. Use of the stored data symbol for the office database also signifies data. However, the symbol is specific to stored data. The vertical cylinder could have also been used. The symbols used to represent a delay in a process are given here. The bullet, although not listed in ISO 5807, is commonly used because in logic diagrams it represents an AND gate. The AND gate denotes that two or more things have to happen before proceeding. In the lower example, two parallel lines are used to denote that things above them must be done before things below them can be done. For example, processes C, D, and E cannot commence until process A has been completed. There are also non-symbol flowcharting standards, which we will cover in this next section. They include use of text description, the detail level for your charts, flow directions, and lines. It is often important to include text descriptions in a process representation. This is done using annotations, which are also known as callouts.
This keeps the text in the box to a minimum, so the chart is more readable. Lengthy text descriptions can be referenced to another page or footnote if necessary. If text descriptions refer to more than one box in a flowchart, a dotted line can be drawn around the steps that the text describes or refers to. Items shown on the same diagram should be at the same level of detail. For example, in the diagram above, each box represents one of the main components. This is a high-level view of the process. The following is an example of combining items at different detail levels on the same diagram. Combining items at the different detail levels can cause confusion. Read through the details of this slide. Note the different level of detail in the second flowchart, which includes the data processing steps. This might be better represented in a second flowchart. Flowcharts should read from top to bottom or left to right. Affirmative responses to yes or no decisions should all be in the same direction. The flow direction for process steps that share rework should be opposite of the direction of the progressing processes. You can see this represented here in this slide. Read through this slide. Note here that the flow is left and right, not left to right. There are multiple ways to connect process and data flow. Here we have solid lines used to denote data or process flow. The dashed line is used to denote an alternate path. Arrows represent the direction of flow. Next, we have a jagged line used to denote data transfer by telecommunication link. And finally, we have two parallel lines denoting a synchronization between two parallel processes. All lines that represent flow based on decisions should be labeled.